The Three Little Pigs. Once there were three little pigs who grew up and left their mother to find homes for themselves. The first pig set out, and before long he met a man with a bundle of straw. "Please, man," said the pig, "will you let me have that bundle of straw to build my house?"
"Yes, here, take it," said the kind man.
The little pig was very pleased, and at once built himself the house of straw. He had hardly moved in when the wolf came walking by, and seeing the new house, knocked on the door.
"Little pig, little pig," he said,
"open up the door and let me in."
Now the little pig's mother had warned him about strangers, so he said, "No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'll not let you in. Now I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down," cried the wolf. But the little pig went on saying, "No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'll not let you in." So the old wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down, and the little pig ran fast as he could back to his mother's house. The second little pig said goodbye to his mother and set out. Before long he met a man with a bundle of sticks.
"Please, man," he said, "will you let me have that bundle of sticks to build my house?"
"Yes, you can have it, here it is," said the kind man.
So the second little pig was very pleased and used the sticks to build himself the house. He had hardly moved in when the wolf came walking by and knocked at the door.
"Little pig, little pig," he said, "open up your door and let me in."
Now the second little pig remembered what his mother had told him, so he too said, "No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'll not let you in. Now I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down," cried the wolf. But the little pig went on saying, "No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'll not let you in." So again the old wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed. This time it was much harder work, but finally down came the house, and the second little pig had to run as fast as he could back to his mother's house. Then last of all the third little pig set out, and met a man with a load of bricks.
"Please, man," he said, "will you let me have that load of bricks to build my house?"
"Yes, here they are, all for you," said the kind man. The third little pig was very pleased, and built himself the brick house. Again the wolf came along, and again he said,
"Little pig, little pig, open your door and let me in."
But like his brothers, the third little pig said, "No, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'll not let you in. Now I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down," cried the wolf. And when the third little pig wouldn't open the door, he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed. Then he tried again, but the brick house was so strong that he could not blow it down. This made the wolf so angry that he jumped onto the roof of the little brick house and roared down the chimney, "I'm coming down to eat you up." The little pig had put a pot of boiling water on the fire, and now he took off the lid. Down the chimney tumbled the wolf, and splash, he fell right into the pot. Quickly the little pig banged down the cover and boiled up the old wolf for his dinner. And so, the clever little pig lived happily ever after.